want to call you the new guy in the block because you've been here 5 years. But whenever I talk to someone who works for Disney, Michael Roddy's sitting down with us. He's show director at Creative Entertainment. They talk about being with Disney for decades. Everybody comes and just has such a great time. They never want to leave.
No, that's absolutely true. And yes, I've only been here 5 years, but I've been a fan of Disney my entire life.
Oh, who hasn't? We all grew up with Mickey Mouse and watching that. But now, I mean, Disney is just going in so many incredible directions right now. It's so exciting to be here.
Absolutely. And as a part of Creative Entertainment, one of my responsibilities is working with all the new stuff for Star Wars.
Ah, you got the greatest job.
Yes, it's fantastic. And, you know, we've got some amazing stuff coming in December. We've got so many new ways to bring the movie to life. Of course, you know, there's a new movie coming out on December 18th.
It's already sold $50 million in advance ticket sales, I hear.
Yeah, well,
you know,
one of those was mine.
Wait a minute, you had to buy a ticket.
Absolutely, I had to buy a ticket. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Well, and what's fantastic is, you know, people can go and see this great movie, but either before or after, they can come to Disney's Hollywood Studios and really live in a galaxy far, far away. We've got the new version of Star Tours, which actually has a exclusive sneak peek at one of the new worlds in The Force Awakens.
Ooh.
And some of the characters, which is going to be great. We've also got something called Launch Bay, which is either for the most casual of Star Wars fans or your diehard Star Wars fans, the Jedi learners and knights. And what's great about that is you can meet Chewbacca if you're on the good side, or the light side, as we say, in the Star Wars galaxy. Or if you like the dark side, you can have a one-on-one meeting with Darth Vader. Plus, there's exclusive props, all kinds of great ways to look at how the film was made. And then we've got something called Path of the Jedi, which is an exclusive 10-minute look at the entire Star Wars saga. Which is
in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes, which is fantastic, especially if you haven't seen some of those films, although... Yeah. I have to believe everybody's getting ready for December 18th.
Oh, you better believe it. Well, I'll tell you, back home at Cox Media Group, Tampa Bay, the leader of the 501st Legion, Dylan Scott, has been over here for Disney Star Wars weekends for as long as I can remember. And when he first heard, no more Star Wars weekend, it was like, well, Dylan, it's going to be Star Wars weekend every day now.
Yeah, it is now Star Wars every day. You can come to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and like I said, everything from Star Tours to Launch Bay. We've also got a brand new Jedi Training Academy opening up, which gives you a little deeper delve into what it's like to become a Jedi.
Well, how does one become a Jedi? How do you get into the school?
Well, first thing, when you show up at Disney's Hollywood Studios, there will be a check-in, and get here early because it fills up pretty quickly.
No
doubt. There's lots of people that want to be Jedis, which is great. You know, not so many dark side show up. Lots of Jedi Knights.
Oh, they're there. We just don't know it.
Well, but they don't necessarily need to learn from Disney.
Oh, they could learn a lot from Disney. Now, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, absolutely.
Who?
My favorite Star Wars character is Han Solo. Always has
Mine
been, always
too.
Will be.
Didn't you just get a chill when you saw that trailer and you saw him say, Chewie, we're home?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I just got a chill myself. I absolutely love him.
Well, and what's great, too, is for someone like me, this is something that I've, you know, like you said, I've started at Disney about 5 years ago,
yeah.
But I've been working on this for 39 years.
It's going to be fantastic. And again, every time I talk to someone from Disney, I always think they've got the greatest job in the world. When you work at the happiest place on earth and you're giving the gift of magic, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And one of the things that we're most proud of is that immersive storytelling. You know, there's nothing better than Disney story. And the fact that now Star Wars is part of that wonderful, rich heritage, you know, and there's many more stories to come. It's literally a dream job.
It's really exciting, and it's nice to have Star Wars as part of the Disney family, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
And that's that. You are such a wonderful...